Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house.
Hey, just a quick one before this wicked episode with Akit begins. The audio, we recorded it at Theme's new flat, which was cool, but it's a little bit echoey in there. I tried to sort out the audio. Hopefully it's not too bad. And also, just for the people listening on whatever you listen to this on, from about halfway through, so about half an hour into this episode, we're just basically checking out photos and stuff. So it's quite visual, you know what I mean? So sorry about that. Just want to encourage you over to the YouTube. Hit the like and the subscribe and leave a comment. Peace. Enjoy the episode.
To your mum's house.
And let me just get a little clap in there so I can mesh the audio and the visuals.
But we can't see the vis, can't we put the... We can balance that against the...
I don't want to look at my phone.
Oh, yeah, my phone's going to run out of battery, but I'm going to keep it here. It's frozen anyway now. I mean, the video, but it's still recording. That red light when it's flashing, that means it's recorded.
Lovely.
I've been having a real problem with my hands, guys.
Is it because it's cold, so dry cold weather?
But no. If you had to do a lineup of human beings and pick one who looks like he can get, who's all right in the cold, you pick me. And it still doesn't work. Like, the hands just don't work. Like, you look at Matt, you'd be like, nah, his hands would be all fast. All
right,
cold,
crusty and dry, no.
No, bro, my extremities they get freezing cold.
Digits.
My toes right now, next level cold.
Oh, right now?
Just because I was still out there.
Let me sort you out with something.
No, it's fine.
Perfect solution.
What have you got?
No, bro.
I've got two pairs of socks on.
Pizza Hut and Teenage Ninja Turtle
slippers.
Inside slipper Crocs.
Oh, lads.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Bro, I'm not wearing those.
Oh, Jesus Christ, on the bike. They're disgusting.
Chuck
them off the balcony, bro. They're horrible.
They are the worst things you've ever seen.
Why are they even in your house? Later.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Pizza Hut, Crocs. What the fuck?
That's the worst. You've really gone down in my estimation.
No, I was getting the
Nick's. Oh, no, there's no excuse.
This is all Andrea's fault.
Okay. Where did you get those
from? Primark, bro. I went to Primark.
You parted with coin for those?
Yeah. I was going to get the Lakers flip-flops.
Right.
Or the New York Knicks. Replacing the old New York Knicks ones that I've got. So I'll get the Knicks. And Andrea's like, look at these. I'm talking about these.
Oh, my.
She's like, look at these. They're much more comfy. I've got a pair.
How about these? Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's not amazing!
Yeah, you're right.
It's
mate.
Very, yeah.
The most stylish bit of kit anyone has ever seen.
Oh my god!
I can't see.
That's absolutely...
Shall I get in the pot? I'm not even in the...
Yeah, get in.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what's fucking hilarious, yeah.
What?
I was at the gym. And I've got like this bunch of mates who speak Arabic at the gym.
Yeah.
Not mates, but they're just like people I say hello to. And they've been like in with me with my learning of Arabic.
Oh, of course, right, okay.
Because they give me a few words, mm-hmm. Maddie gives me a few words, and mm-hmm. I go back and tell them the new words.
Okay.
They're like, oh, that's a new word. And I'm like, well, are you, bro? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And they're in the gym, and I've come up the stairs, and they're all like in a group, like doing some shit together, you know what I mean? But none of them can see me.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm meant to bowl in the gym. And they're doing their working out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A bowl in, and I'm bass. and they're all like that because someone's actually saying, and they all look around and I'm like, me, imshi.
Because bass, we were saying last week, bass means stop.
Okay, right, yeah. All right.
Because we were talking about bass.
Oh, yeah, I should have told you.
Sorry, I haven't watched about the last five podcasts.
I should have told you. Yeah.
Safety. Might be a bit out of the loop, sorry.
Sorry. Okay, I should have explained.
I'm wondering if...
My, depth knowledge of
yes, indeed.
Arabic.
That's amazing. Very good.
Yeah, but they
obviously they're teaching
it.
You all
when
the dirty
like
words
that,
first.
My head's getting cut off.
Obviously they're teaching you all the dirty words first, yeah. Standard.
No, there's no dirty words in Arabic. Beautiful language. Okay. Beautiful language.
Yeah. That's not a real word.
That's not a real word. Imshi, bas.
Verse.
Halas.
Oh, these are nice.
I was
they?
Gonna. Yeah, look. See what do
all
you
right,
mean?
People, we've started.
Now
you
know it's an
house.
Added benefit.
What? That light?
Feather.
You can
featherweights.
Throw them off the balcony and they won't actually hurt anyone.
Put your little Arabic toes in there.
Don't put your trotters in that, mate.
Put your little hairy toes in that. Go on, son. Just slip that foot in. Slip it in. Tell me it's not comfy.
Stop it.
They've never been what? Comfy as dick.
I mean, they're comfy.
Comfy as dick.
It's got that little bit of a...
It's got fur inside, bruv.
Oh, look. Sorry.
Talal would love these, by the way. Talal. And Mark Bode, because he told us he was part of the beginnings of.
Okay. Bode. Right.
He just confirmed
Bode.
His name was Bode.
Bode, sorry, okay. Bode.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. But yo, we got the lovely Akit in the house. Episode 67 of Arms House
to your mother's house. Brought someone who comes from heaven.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
But I was going to say, you're talking about Arabic words. There's one I was going to teach you today. Fuck, I forgot. Shit, I just had it.
Maddie doesn't believe me that I keep a list.
Oh, right, okay.
So not Akit. I was trying to think of the closest Arabic word.
There must be something similar, okay.
Akid.
And what does that mean? Must be something.
So if you put a D, Akid means for sure.
Is it?
No way! Yeah, we get Akid, brother. Akid, Akid.
I'm changing my tag.
Akid.
I'm changing my tag.
It's like, yo, Akit, you come in on the podcast. She's like, yeah, Akid.
Definitely from now on. That's wicked.
Is that a bit like Hadi then?
Hadi means... whatever. Where's my Adi list? Means it's normal.
My Arabic list. Oh, somewhere in here.
All I know is assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
You know shukran. Shukran means thank you.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
And inshallah.
Shukran.
What about yalla?
Habibi.
Yalla.
Yalla is the best word.
Yalla. Go to Arab countries.
Yalla. I used to think that bale was the best word on earth. And what was it in French when I was speaking French quite a bit? There's some words in those sort of languages you can say them for nearly everything.
Okay, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Claro.
Like in Brazil, we say vale.
Yeah, but like vale, you can say vale.
That's like,
as in,
go.
Shut
vale,
up.
Vale, yeah,
you've
okay.
heard
oh,
what
right,
we're
okay.
saying. Vale. We can say si vale ben.
Okay,
can,
yeah.
It's
venga.
Anything. Uh-huh. And what was it? The Arabic word you were talking about?
Akid or yalla.
Akid. That's that word for yalla. I've seen a video of a woman saying, look how many times and different ways you can say yalla. And she does say yalla.
Oh, in all the different languages?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
in all different meanings.
Yeah, I see.
And she's like, yalla, yalla.
Or does it depend on the intonation?
And she's like, yalla.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's mad. In Arabic,
we don't have that in English.
It's such a mad language. Not just, obviously, the writing looks really weird and everything. You write from right to left. Mm. Actually, I got a funny fucking story as well. But what I was going to say was, there's like 20 words for the same thing. Like chair, there's like 20 words to say chair, there's 20 words to say road, there's 20 ways to say everything pretty much. So that's what makes it a bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why if I'm speaking conversationally with someone in Arabic, like that guy in the lift who helped me come up here, the Saudi guy, I can perfectly fine. Yeah.
Did you bust a little combo with him?
Of course.
Yeah, is that it? Did he say yellow? How did you find out if he's Arabic? Like, yellow?
Well, he looked super Arabic. Right? And his English was very Arabic, you know, accent. And I was just like, into Arabi? You Arabic?
Into Arabi.
And he's like, yeah, of course. And I was like, into Minwin, where are you from? And he's like, Saudi. And I'm like, Syria. And he's like, oh, it's a shame what's happening in Syria, which is always the response to when you say you're from Syria.
Oh.
What was I going to say? Fuck.
You had a funny story about...
Yeah, look, someone's doing a Palestinian fundraiser.
Right.
Yeah. And they, you know, they'd ask me, oh, would you come? Because they saw me doing the sketches on Instagram. And they were like, oh, why don't you come and do sketches for people, like for the thing? And I said, yeah, maybe. I don't know if I can. And then he sent me the flyer, and it says Palestine and all this stuff in English, but then in Arabic, it's just got one bit in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to work out what it is. It was like individual letters, yeah? I was like, hold on, what the fuck is that? And then I realized it was blatantly someone doesn't speak Arabic who just copy-pasted something.
Google search it.
Because it's the letters that say P-A-L-A, you know, Palestine, but it's spelt backwards, because obviously they wrote it from left to right.
No!
So it says E-Tine-La...
yeah.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. And so I let them know, but like in a really nice way. Yeah, I was like, look, it's all good, but just so you know that Arabic is like, I said it's, and I spelled out Palestine backwards. Okay. Because it says that, and they were like, I have no idea what that means. So I'm like, it's Palestine backwards.
That's a schoolboy error, man, fuck's sake. Yeah.
I mean, they mean well.
Yes, no, exactly. At least it didn't say something offensive. It was
and
just backwards.
I'll put the flyer up on the screen. You go support them and everything is for a good cause, man. But
I was on the, Central Line last week. Yeah, went past going to Ely because I never go that way for work. Mm-hmm. Went past our dubs. I was wondering, are they still there? Because I haven't been on that bit of the line for a while. Yeah, and me and Amber have got dubs there. That Bozo.
What from Spo, Christmas?
No,
from Ealing, yeah, I know the one. I go past it all the time, man.
And I forgot to look up because I've got so much graph on tracks. Yeah. I just didn't know. Like, I forgot. Oh yeah, I've got a graph here. I better look up. No, but I looked up, yeah, and I just saw the massive Free Palestine.
Oh, is it?
Thing, the whole wall taken out.
Yeah. Well, even my thing.
This is the story, and I'm like, I'm sitting on the train, and I'm like, I'm just kidding, I didn't even know if I should mention it to you, because I'm Israel, I looked up, and it just went, whoa, that was a whole free Palestine character like that, and I thought for a first second, at first I was angry, and I was like, yo, no, I know, but what do you mean, bro? But then it went through the tunnel again, the next tunnel, it was us. So it's the tunnel before, and I was like, double safety.
Okay,
got
no
beef for the Palestine team, and my reach is still
I was literally just about to sign up for the IDF.
Take him out.
That's a bad joke. All right, cool. What was I going to say? And also another Arabic thing. What's wrong with my fucking mind right now, man? I keep thinking.
You know what it is? You're so intelligent. You're thinking in Arabic.
I'm thinking 10 steps.
And you're trying to translate in 10 steps ahead from a different language.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, that was it. Because from time to time, you know, my brother does acting work and he does a lot of voiceover work.
Oh, wow.
And every now and again, when there's like, for example, a Netflix series like set in an Arabic country, and there's like
does he do those things?
Yeah. No, and he calls me up as well.
When it goes to like when it goes to like the geezer having a shit in it or something like that.
No, not having a shit. Like the two main characters are walking through a marketplace in Egypt, and then suddenly in the background he goes, yalla, 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 yalla,
that's your brother.
Yeah. I'm telling you, on The Mummy and The Mummy Returns in Kingdom of Heaven,
I love the way that's Talal. With his fat beard and stuff. And you know Talal gets properly into it.
He gets
properly
into it.
Properly takes his.
Exactly. And
it
pays so fucking well. 800 quid for half a day's work.
It's crazy.
And he calls me up every now and again when they need like a crowd.
That's
if it's like a battle scene or a big crowd scene. So he'll call me in. Like, I'll come in for half a day. And, you know,
well, and you shout in
Arabic.
But the thing is, what made like, because always whenever I watch movies, and let's say it's set, the main character goes to Lebanon and they speak to Arab guys there. Lebanese have a very distinct accent.
Yeah, but it's still Talal. Yeah.
Just say no. I wish I never told my mates back in school that we did this because we went to see The Mummy.
Okay.
And
the what?
Me, the Mummy. Okay. Yeah. Remember back in the 98 or whatever it was. Yeah. And me, my mum, and my sister, and my brother, we had all sounds in the background. Oh, yeah.
Wicked.
And I told all my mates, and everyone was like, "Yo, you know what I mean?" It was exciting. And then when we went to see it, every time a camel went up, they were like,
Is that your mom?
Is that your mom? And I was like, by the end of the film, I was like, I wish I never fucking told
in it. You never live that down.
Do you remember a couple of episodes I was talking about? You can't do stuff like that anymore. Back in the day, just like say, is that your mom?
Yeah, exactly. Everything.
Like
every time you can't say anything. On the screen.
Yeah, it is a camel on the screen.
That's
crazy. Imagine saying that now.
But I was going to say, like, the accents in movies, like being Arabic and knowing the difference between a Saudi accent and a Lebanese accent, they're drastically different, but then, you know, the movies, they don't give a shit.
No, of course not.
And we've been called in, and I've even said to the director, they're like, okay, yeah, you're that guy there, because they have a big screen and a mic, and you're supposed to do the background noise, you know? And I'm like, where is this? And they're like, it's in Saudi. I'm like, I don't have a Saudi accent. And they're like,
whatever.
Well, they don't say whatever. Because they're supposed to act like they care. Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, or they give a shit.
Let's make this as genuine as possible.
But they genuinely don't. So I learned very quickly, just keep your mouth shut. Just say what they got to say. Oh, man. But listen, Akit.
Thank 67 you for joining episode us. 67 Akit in the house.
Yo, man.
Where to fucking start?
I don't even know, man.
Look, yo. Dangle Dom.
Okay, how did you feel when you got into DDS?
Yeah. Where can you remember where you were?
It was peak.
Where were you?
I can remember it with crystal clarity. Yes, absolutely.
I'm not even kidding. That would be funny to start
okay,
with.
Okay, right.
I don't know the story.
So, picture the scene.
Yeah.
It's 1997.
Already love the scene. Yeah. Already love it.
I was sharing a flat in the Caledonian Road with my friend Pabs, who also wrote Sense. We were really good mates. We lived there from 96 to 99. And obviously it was a graffiti hotspot. All of the writers were there. Mm. Sub and Shu and Dre and Bosch and Ouch and Edge Chop, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Salute.
Best mates.
We were sitting around and we were talking about crews and Sub was there. And I said something along the lines of, I think the best crew in London is DDS, hands down. And if there was a crew that I'd want to be in, probably be that one. And I'll never forget, I swear down, Sub always had a Stella in his hand or a big can of Guinness. And he's got a Stella and he just lifted it to his lips. And as he lifted it up, and he went, "You've been in DDS for years, love." And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Standard." And I'm like, "What do you mean standard?" And he was like, "Of course you have." And I was like, "I wish you fucking told me." And he was like, "Why would you not be kind of thing?" And I was like, "I'm not going to presume that I'm in DDS." And he was just like, "Oh, you're one of the crew, you're down, blah, blah, blah." Yeah. So that was the moment that I was in DDS.
Hands wow. of the lips. Listen, Gil. Listen. You've been in DDS. You're part of the crew.
You've been anointed.
News to
but
me.
But that's interesting because how many people do you think got into crews just by hanging out with people and hanging out long enough and then they just start writing it? It's not like someone sits there with a
knife. I know, I would never have done it had I not been anointed, as it were. I wouldn't have ever presumed as much. And then a couple of weeks later, funnily enough, so I was in the Cali, Pabs was away, and we had an intercom thing. The intercom went about 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's Fume and a load of other writers, and they're all going to some rave in Market Road, which is literally 5 minutes up the road. And they're like, "Do you want to come to this illegal rave in its warehouse?" I'm like, "Yeah, sweet."
No, so I went along. No, you weren't even there, bro.
You weren't even born, bro. Anyway, so there I was. And we got to the rave, and there was this big white wall outside the rave, and invariably someone has a pen, get the pen out. And that's one of the nice things about doing graph is when you do your stuff, you've got your back to people, so you can't really see what they're doing or anything. Mm. So I do an Akit tag, and I write DDS. And I hear this audible gasp. All of them are like, like that. And I'm like, "Yeah, you know it. You know it."
Oh my God.
And they were like, "Oh my God." And I was like, "Yeah, something I could put it up." Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so you can hear like the whispers rise up.
Yeah,
there's an audible, like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" I swear she just put a CDS. I fucking know it.
And that was in the late 90s, that was when there was really kind of bubbly letters as well. The big roundy everything's got a bit more sharper nowadays. But no, that's wicked.
Fun times, man. Blatantly. Yes, that was a very good moment. I was very proud.
I went to Drum Sheds. It's miles away, bruv. And bruv, it. Miles away. It's good having a guest on the sofa, I love it. Fucking miles away. In a place called Meridian, you gotta get the train from, like an overground train from Tottenham. Fucking mission, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
And come out, it's in the middle of nowhere, like, because it's a typical place where you'd find an IKEA. It's in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, I think it was either a gas plant or an IKEA. There was both rumours on the night. This used to be a gas plant, not actually an IKEA.
Sorry,
IKEA. Oh,
sorry, IKEA! He was waiting to do that.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry, I won't do it again. I won't do it again, I promise.
I'm going out.
You're a great man.
I had to do it.
Disgusting.
You're a legend of the pod, man.
Oh, yeah, because of your disgusting behaviour.
You had to do that, man.
Sorry, man.
You can say sorry
I could feel it coming up. I was like, no.
Right. I'll allow you. Just this once.
No more.
Thank you.
Tough. Okay. Yeah, good one. And I was, where was I? I said there's this place. It's like a middle of nowhere where you'd find like factories and fucking IKEAs and shit. Not even industrial, like just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go under, that's all motorways. We had to go like over or under some motorways. We got to like some under bit, which allows you to go under, like under stairs and shit. Walking down the stairs, look to the left, some next factory. Floor all covered in water, and there was just a Yeah dub coming out of the at the
wicked.
Top. And I thought, fucking hell, you know what I mean? It was 90. Fuck, I can't remember. But it was 90.
Like the year on it.
Yeah, it was 90.
Of course, it's been all that time. Yeah. Wow, rich.
And it was the bottom of it was taken out by this water. And I don't know if that was, like, you know... But you could see when the water moved, the bottom of the dub was, like, kind of still there as well.
Gosh.
Mate, it was sick. And I was thinking, fuck me. That's blatant. I don't know what kind of mission that is.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what yard is around there. But fuck, in the middle of nowhere, in some factory, didn't they? Just like this yard, that chrome and black.
Oh, nice. Did you get a picture?
I did, actually. Okay. I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, we could run the blood clot image.
There you go, here.
Ladies and gents.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
So what year did you start then, man? Around about early 90s?
1990. Picture the scene.
Oh, 1990.
Well, I was 15, and I was thinking about this earlier, actually. I actually checked the date. So it was either Tuesday the 13th of November or Tuesday the 20th of November.
You kept a big diary, didn't you? You kept
Yeah,
showing
it wasn't because
Instagram.
Of that. It wasn't in the diary. What it was Twin Peaks was the first time that was on telly, David Lynch's series, and it was on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, and I missed one episode. And it was either the third or fourth episode because I was getting stoned under Luther Westway discovering the joys of graffiti. So I'm there with my mate Antonia, we called her Nan, and her brother was bored, who then went on to write Praise.
Okay.
So I'm sitting with Nan, I'm bored, and Nan's boyfriend at the time, a guy called Sober, really, really nice guy. And we're playing Hit and Run, which is when you take a tote of Zoot and you hold it in until it comes back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck up the rotation. Yeah.
I forgot about that game.
Yeah.
We've only got one Zoot. Everyone has to get lean, so we're going to play, what's it called?
So it's Hit and Run, that's what you call it.
Yeah, yeah. Some people call it traffic lights for some reason.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
I've heard it be called a couple of things.
Hold it in. I think we should call it Hold It. We're going to play Hold It In.
Yeah. I mean, it's only four of us. It wasn't for long. Anyway, I'm stoned out of my tiny mind. And we're sitting, you know where we're sitting? Right by the fucking sports centre in Latimer Road.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Sitting on the floor by the pillar. Which is funny because I always seem to gravitate to that place. And if someone said to me 30 years later, you'll be doing workshop with kids and all that, I wouldn't have believed it. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and we're playing Hit and Run. And then Board gets up, gets a pen out, Pentel 180, whatever, and does a tag. Now, I knew they did graffiti. I'd watched Star Wars. I'd seen pieces and all the rest of it. I knew about graffiti and I love graffiti, but I never really thought of doing it. I don't know why, I just didn't think to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm an artist, I've always been an artist, but I never thought that's the natural progression. But when I saw them do it, so Board gets up, does a tag, Sober then dogs him out or something, they're larking about. But I kid you not, it was like a celestial light came down. I was like, I want to do that.
I'm getting a ring.
Yeah, that looks wicked, mate, blatantly. I want to do that. And that, it literally changed my life from that night on. I went home and started writing Best. Because obviously that's what you do when you're the worst.
That is a true thing. All early tags are always like hate.
Yeah.
Star. Crime. Yeah. Hash.
Well, because of my initials in TVB, I used to call myself the very best. So Best come from that. And then I didn't really do much with Best. And then a year later or 2 years later, I went to Kingsway College. I met my friend Hero32, who I'm still friends with. Wicked guy, bear say, funny, funny fucker. And he kind of gave me the tag, Akit. And then that, as they say, the rest is history. Officially, I'd probably say 92 is when I really started writing Akit. And that's that. Yeah, there you go.
I remember when I was in school. I went to school in Hammersmith and there was that little pit near the river.
Yes.
And I remember seeing some stuff of yours and
I've got a picture of that Praise thing, with the character.
We used to smoke cigarettes there and look at it. Right. Obviously years before I knew.
Because he went over like an urban gang, a UBG piece, isn't it? And I was like, I'm not going over that. I bet that'd been there for quite a while. So I did my character next to it. I was like, you can go over that, bruv, knock yourself out.
This
I'm
was early days. Yeah. I probably had a board marker.
That was 95.
Tagged one of the bricks. Yeah. I was like, that stage, you know.
I've got the photo of that actually. Yeah.
What, in the magical box?
In the magical box, yes.
She brought a magical box, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if we should bring it out now because we're going to get
No, we can't bring it out
here.
Yet. Yeah, we can't bring it out yet. It's a fucking magical box.
Well, I thought I could show you some of my very early graph and you could critique it.
Well, there's something in there. There's something in there. We'll see it later because there's not much to look at. But there's a photo of the place that I've been telling you about that you can never picture or remember.
Down the road from the
school. Ravenscourt Park.
Yeah, from school.
I used to go there. Three floors of graff. Massive.
Abandoned warehouse.
Abandoned warehouse, bruv.
Mostly Shine and Quest pieces I've got there,
Okay, Shine and Quest.
Because I worked around the corner. That's how I ended up
remember
going
this
there.
Place.
Let me see. When I see the photo,
huge.
Maybe that will...
But that's just like a photo of the ground floor.
The inside,
where it's just like, you know, like some leaves and shit growing up. I'll show you, but it's fucking...
We'll see it in a sec.
We'll see it in a sec, man. But that was
the
maddest place. Maddest place.
Yeah.
Fucking... There's none of those left anymore, like, really. abandoned warehouses.
No, there's loads.
Not around here, not around west.
Not around
no, like that kind of size. That
probably
fucking,
east, if anything, but...
That land is fucking expensive, bro. That's W6. Like, I don't know what happened there, but...
No, I keep seeing on social media people...
Like that home base that everyone did up in...
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of people to go into those places.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know what I mean? What was it in Kew Grundy?
Yeah.
And that place in Ravenscourt Park, and then you had Ravenscourt Park Arches. If you wanted to go and like see who'd got up recently, I'd go Ravenscourt Park Arches, that place there, that massive factory place there. Mm-hmm. Obviously go to the pit, go to whatever you could see, but it would all be those kind of plots.
Yeah.
Devise, all that kind of shit.
But I remember
there.
Every now
Did
and
you know
again,
Nerve?
I don't think so.
Theo.
I don't know.
Rest in peace.
Did you know him?
So. I met him a couple of times. I didn't know him that well, but I used to go to the kind of squat raves that my mates DJed at.
I used to laugh that throw up.
Yeah.
With the zoo coming out the E. It was an N, and then and he'd do the whole thing throw up as well, the whole word, N-E-R-V-E. Yeah. It was sick, it was sick.
He was ill, man, but yeah, he was a troubled guy as well. Again, I don't know the guy personally, but I met him a couple of times, and yeah.
So what does it feel like being like the queen of like London? Do you know what I mean? Let's do questions like that. How does it feel, yeah, to be fucking this?
I won't
go
that
do you know what I mean?
No, I don't see myself like that at all.
No. But you've got
just
some
a vandal, sick. Mate.
You do, I'll tell you what you do fucking fantastic.
What's that?
Is
paint
the,
animal portraits.
Animals.
Yeah. I've never considered myself a particularly good graffiti writer, not by a long shot. I like bombing. I don't really like doing pretty pieces. I don't like standing around peace parks. I find it incredibly boring. The stuff I do best is when I'm looking over one shoulder and it's nighttime. That's the thing I enjoy the most. So I've never set out to be an amazing writer. I am an amazing artist. I will say
a
that.
A fucking
about
amazing
really
artist. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm an amazing
that's
artist.
That's all I want to do is sit at home and paint the animals then. And
really
yeah, graffiti
good
is
stuff.
Yes. Thank
incredible
you. If you've
stuff.
Got a pet at home and you want to portray, I'm your woman.
That's
thank
your
you.
Gal.
Yeah. So yeah, I've always been an artist. When I was a kid, my mum says I was drawing on the fridge with Bieber eyeshadows. Yeah, I've always been quite talented in that regard. Yeah.
Is it completely separated for you, painting on a canvas, you know, a portrait of an animal?
Mm.
To painting your name, like, is there any correlations there? Or?
Kind of. Well, I've done a few pictures recently where I've, like, sprayed the back of the canvas with, you know, spray paint and then done a pet on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really, I don't know, I wouldn't really do a graffiti style an animal. I'd never paint, like, an animal in spray paint. I think that's really boring. That's not my thing at all.
Yeah. And they're really, like, lifelike.
Yeah, they're photorealistic, yeah.
And the thing is, there's one thing being photorealistic and there's another thing, like, capturing the essence of someone.
Thank you.
Or something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important part, you know, for sure.
Yeah, most of the portraits I've done, right, even with the best result is when someone cries when they see it out of joy. Because oh, that's my tiddles, it, you know. So I really get a real kick
out
of that.
But the first time that happened, you were like, are they all right?
Yeah, no, sometimes it's kind of like, all right, mate, really. But I really enjoy it. That's the mark of the good
fucking brilliant.
Good picture
and
if someone gets emotional.
And if you follow Akit on socials, you know, you're quite vegan or vegetarian?
Vegan.
And you know, very outspoken.
Righteous
kind of
person. I find your vibes very welcoming and righteous.
Thank you. I try
but
not
without
to shut
trying
down people's
right,
yeah,
just
uh-huh.
know what I mean, a good
I think that
person.
Everyone should have something that they're passionate about, of course, whether it be Palestine, Black Lives Matter, I don't know, children,
Renfell.
Whatever.
Like
yeah,
human rights.
Mine's animals, yeah. I like the animals, them, and that's something I'm really passionate about. I've been a vegetarian most of my life, vegan for 7 years, and it's just something that I'm quite proud of.
But I've never.
It's not for everyone.
No, but not just that.
No.
I'm saying you're a pioneer of like the culture, you're like a stand up beacon for all of that shit.
Right.
The Grenfell
okay.
thing.
Okay, yeah,
the
no,
Marches
yeah,
thing,
I'm, I believe
Palestine
in social
thing,
justice
yeah.
and all that,
that's,
and
yeah,
I have a very loud voice, which I like to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what you do, you actively get off your ass and go
yes.
to protest, go to places,
she's
not
a fucking
just like online and posting online. Like, you know, you go out there. But I
a beacon of light.
I remember having this conversation with someone about graph and politics, yeah, like oh shit, yeah, Kevin.
Health and safety.
You know, some people are just like, no, keep them separate, graph is graph and leave it politics out when it's impossible to do
I used
that
to think
ultimately.
That. I used to because when I was when I started GRAF, it was the, so my mum's from former Yugoslavia, now Croatia, whatever. So the war was in 1991. And I remember my stepdad going, why don't you go and do a Stop the War piece? And I was like, oh, bollocks, it's just about writing my name. Yeah, I don't really care. But as I've older, I've got more conscientious and I can use that platform, as it were, to like do the Grenfell pieces and stuff like that. I think it doesn't hurt, do you know what I mean? But it wasn't my agenda at all many years ago.
Do you want a bit?
I'm fine, thank you. Cheers.
To be honest, I kind of cringe a little bit when I see really overtly political graph.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do it in a subtle way, or do it in an interesting way, or a new kind of spin on it, or something. Right. You know what I mean? Like, but at the end of the day, I don't think you can unlink the two. I think they're always linked. Even if you are one of them writers going, nah, I just write my name and go bomb the sister, son. That's part of politics, you know?
Yes.
Like when they buff it, how you get in, how you get out. All these things, the police, you know, all these things are linked to politics in one way or another. So you should be aware.
It's quite subversive, isn't it, to do graffiti? And it's a big fuck you to the system and to the establishment. So it's kind of naturally hand in hand going against the grain, I'd say.
Exactly. And especially in cities like London and countries like Britain that are quite like nanny states, as they like to call it, you know, where everything, all the rules are laid out and don't go outside of these rules, you know what I mean? And big fines and mass cameras everywhere. Like, to go out there and do graph. Okay, some people look at it and go, oh, it's scary. Or, oh, it looks nasty. But ultimately, it shows you these rules and stuff are just there as a kind of a guideline. You can go out of them and move around them, you know? Don't be scared. I look at graph as doing that to a degree. Which, obviously, the powers that be pisses them off even more.
And then some.
Exactly. I think I've even mentioned this on the pod. My Brazilian mate came to London.
Fucking Brazil.
And one of the things.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Really?
Mate.
Oh my God.
Did you?
Beautiful country.
Tell us all about it.
No, but he came here.
Who? The guy from Brazil?
Yeah, okay. And I told him, I said, Brazil. What do you think of London? He goes, there's signs everywhere. That's
That's
the first thing he said. He goes, there's fucking signs everywhere. Mind the air, don't mind the gap.
Street furniture,
no
trespassing. Yeah, okay.
Just everywhere. And he's like,
telling you what to do, what
and
not
like,
to do.
It's because people don't want to get sued. And in Brazil, they obviously people don't.
In South America, there's no signs.
Yeah.
There's no
and even if there is, no one fucking looks at them anyway. Yeah, man. You know what? Let's listen to a song and then we'll break out.
Break out the box.
The shoebox, man. This is what we all had in the 90s before we could store everything on the phone and everything was digital, yeah?
Am I playing the song for live or
just play it through here and I'll put it in the edit as well so it sounds a bit clearer, but just so we can listen to it. But I was explaining how the shoebox, the importance of the shoebox. You buy a new pair of kicks. Is this actually one from back
in the
day?
I don't think it is. The original one fell apart. I mean, it has got... Oh, really hot. It's getting G photos on the side.
What
would you
that?
Be at graph photos?
Oh, G photos.
Could it be any more obvious? And on the other side, we have G photos.
Oh, yeah, photos.
Photos. So this is not the one from 1990.
I got an
Adidas fell apart,
one.
But yeah,
did you have
it's pretty old.
Pair of classics in there, I'm assuming.
I presume I did. Yeah. Yes, probably. I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know.
But I was thinking, let's play the tune maybe that Akit wanted to play.
This is the tune.
Oh, it is?
Ultramagnetic MC.
Ah.
It's just one of my favourite, well, it's my favourite hip-hop tune.
You know they're coming to town.
I know, I'm going to see them on the 5th of March.
I'm there.
Can we go? The Forge, Camden. Where? The Forge in Camden.
All right.
Yeah, get tickets, guys. It's on the Monday and the Tuesday, and I'm going on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Me and Jazz are going, and my friend Elf.
I'm coming. Frez is coming to town.
Is it?
Just for the ultramagnetic.
Private jet, blatantly. Private jet.
Excellent.
Yeah, blatantly.
Now he's coming on a flying carpet.
The Tuesday, because I'm going on the Tuesday.
Yellow, yellow.
I'll check
with
him.
Which is the 5th. Tuesday, 5th of March.
He might want to go both days, to be honest, if I know G.
Okay.
Salute my man, Elf Residente.
So whenever me and my friend Elf would go raving and there'd be a hip-hop DJ, we'd ask him to play this tune. And if he didn't know it, then he's not worth the title of hip-hop DJ. But if he had it, then we're like, bruv, you've won.
Papa Lodge, East Coast Mix.
And who sampled
it?
I played Fatboy Slim, Batman D. Feel the funk. I don't think the camera can see that anyway.
Thank you.
That was brilliant. Have you got any more of those?
Just slap my hand.
That's cute.
I love the way I go, have you got any more of those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a whole reserve for our playlists.
All right, wait, hold on. Look at this one.
Oh, don't, oh, shit. Someone's getting hurt, bro.
You know that move? Yeah, I used to be able to do it.
Is it? No way. That's the house party move, isn't it? Like,
the house party move, yeah. I've seen you do that. I used to do it forward and then backwards.
It's where? What would happen if you tried to do it now? You'd
Bravo, play,
you break your legs.
Face plant, that.
Backwards.
My whole face plant.
I remember that.
Yeah.
No,
and I used to be able to do the Bruce Lee thing when you're lying on your back, you flip up.
Oh my god.
You
days.
Stand up.
Wow.
Rishi Puri.
I can't even do it.
Rishi Puri. He's on your back flip, I think.
Wicked.
Yeah, Cool Keith is too ill, man.
Yeah, man. I love him. Absolutely love him.
All right, pause the tune.
Pause the tune?
Yeah.
Maddie's got geeking out. Maddie's geeking out.
Nah, Cool Keith. I love Cool Keith.
Yeah, man.
And I've mentioned him a couple of times because I remember even with Jazz Kahina, we were talking about top five MCs and subjective top five. It was a really boring conversation to be like, I was like forcing it into it. But I always looked at Cool Keith as like kind of the mutation. He was just on his own fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, he did some shit stuff, blatantly,
yeah.
But then
he
did
churned out a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah. But the man's production and output is incredible.
In those early days, specifically, you know, there was the Kool G Raps and the Big Daddy Canes, and they were talking about, yo, throw your hands in the air, party time. Or they were like, yo, I'm a gangster, all that. And Cool Keith just swooped in, like, aliens, motherfucker.
Yeah, innit? Like, what? Yeah, and then and Dr. Octagon shit and all that.
Like,
out there,
he's just going off on one. You're like, oh, shit, you can rap about that as well.
Yeah.
You can rap about this and rap about fucking, like, having an arm growing out of your head. Like, you rapped about weird, stupid shit.
Yeah, so I think most people are like, well, should that like hip hop there and whatever? I'll do whatever the fuck you want, mate.
I got to big up Biz Markie as well. He did that as well. He was rhyming about his boogers and shit. Like that. So you got to give props to old Biz Markie as well. Rest in peace. But I'm looking forward to the Ultra Mag show. Hopefully they all come and they all turn up.
So did you see him at Clapham Grand a few years ago? Did you go to that one?
No, but I saw him in New York.
Oh, wow.
In Harlem.
Look at his face.
Here's a picture of me and Cool Keith.
Oh, God, don't you dare. Are you really?
And here's a picture of me and said Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm in MOP, bro. I'm in MOP.
No, I'm in DDS.
Yay.
You win. Because I was there for the fucking Zulu Nation thing with Afrika Bambaataa.
Before he was a nonce. After he became.
No, obviously before. He was definitely. He was still a nonce. And we just didn't
know
about it. We just didn't know. Here's a picture of me in Africa. True story, man.
Oh my god.
But I got to see everyone. I got to see Naughty by Nature, Ice Cube, Ice T, Q-Kid, fucking
Lord Finesse,
Grand Wizard Theodore.
Did he touch it?
No, there was a little room in the back where he was in there, and he just all these kids kept coming in and out.
Oh, stop it!
It wasn't. It wasn't. I'm kidding.
Jim will fix it, shit. Bro.
Moving on, man, to the. G-Photos. She said she was going to bring some flicks, but man, she brought the whole box.
No, these are always at my friend's house, so I've got to take them back later.
Okay.
But these, I wanted to show you some of my early graph.
Yes.
That you can critique.
I love the way they're in photo format.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this down here.
Yeah, it's a bit
drop me up. There's your decent.
No, hold on. So this, that's quite
Where's
funny.
That?
That's on Canterbury Station.
I'll
show that.
What's
so that's
Mina Akita.
So he was like, let's go and do some graph. Let's do some graph together. And he let me do those drips there.
That was it. With Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Easy.
Check it out.
No, what I was going to show you. That's one of my very first dubs. You can take that one.
Is it just... Is there any like anything behind the different ways you spell your name, or is it just
no,
just
not
for,
at
just
all,
for variation?
Just a variation, yeah.
If we talk about any photos, make sure you put them to the side.
Yeah, so I'll show you that one
Maddie's
and these ones. There's something
control.
They all have in common,
wait,
two things they all have in common. Tell me what they are. Other than them being 6,000, you get me? No, there's something.
This one.
A heart, no.
No, it's they're all missing
Marijuana
something.
Links. No. Oh, there's no shadow.
Yeah, and there's no. No highlights.
No highlights.
And no shadows. I am one of the laziest motherfucking writers you will ever meet. And
they were like that. It's just
half the time.
Is it literally just laziness, or
well, I just didn't bother in the beginning. I just,
because shadows are hard to work out.
I just didn't really care.
Those are the first two, the first ever dubs.
Oh shit! These two.
I didn't really care at all, and so later on in the years, I started.
Oh, you put shadow on this one.
Did I?
Oh, little shadow.
That was with E-Rock, actually, around the corner from MTS. Lovely guy. So anyway, I thought you can flash these up on the screen and people can definitely laugh at that. This piece got dogged to fuck. That was in Camden, and it had slag and Akit sucks.
I remember that one. Is that in the football court?
Yes,
thing,
that's right. Yes. Fun times.
That's a nice piece.
I really like this
representing
one.
Representing the Crips there. That's me. Yeah.
With the bandana on there.
So this piece...
And the Hammerite, that's the Hammerite, yeah?
Yes.
Silver.
That's my outline.
Look.
Yeah.
March 96.
Oh my God, look at this piece.
I remember this one. I remember seeing this one. We used to go down there.
Do you remember this silver abomination in Tufnell, which I did for Form, who was in prison at the time? And what I didn't realise until recently, this is one continuous line, this which I thought was quite cool.
What, a one time?
Yeah, it's like just one thing goes all the way around.
Yeah, it's like one of those puzzles on the underground where you've got to get from one side to the other.
I only realised that a couple of years ago. I was quite proud of myself.
Look at you with the joiners and shit. Joiners used to be about, man. This is
And that's done with a film camera, those joiners.
Yes, exactly.
You can't now digitally with Photoshop. It's easy to do it. Back then, mate, some of the joiners.
This background here was done by Diet. This is before I was with him, but I was quite lazy. This is a intercity. We were at Euston Christmas Day, 94. We were there for about 5 hours.
Have you ever had beef with ACT?
No, not at all. No. When I first met him, I was such a cow. I was like, yeah, let's make sure it don't look like ACT, you know? What a twat. He was really sweet.
Back in the days of the 90s.
I know, honestly.
No, it's like, your word is too close to my name, right?
We started probably around the same time.
No,
that was 94. I know that was 94.
94, this is crap.
Abomination. Anyway, I thought they were quite funny. And then the rest of the shots are just pictures from back in the day from round the manor. So I grew up in Islington. I live around the corner from Drax, and Ceres lived on my road as well, which I didn't know for years. He was just my neighbour, and I never knew for time that he was. So I used to see all these cherished tags and Fiasco and Diet and all the rest of it.
Regret.
Yeah, that's man. Lately, all that was. And I used to walk past Ceres, and he'd be with all these dodgy looking cats. And now I know they're all these writers. And I didn't know for years it was him. So I just grew up seeing all these really nice hand styles, which you don't see nowadays. That's one of my little rants I'm going to say is
anymore,
some of the toy shit I see about. I mean, there's people who are up, but, you know, my mum could do a better tag than that, man, blatantly.
Yeah.
I like it to be...
It's nice to have hand style.
Yeah, as Henry Chalfont called it, a calligraphic event, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely more, like, you could tell...
It's
like,
more easy to see if the person is shit at graph.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people could do a burner piece, but I ain't got no decent hand style.
When people placed more importance on their hand style, you could tell if someone was from North London, from South London, or from Birmingham, or from up north. Yeah. Or, you know, like, it was that deep, you know? But now everyone does, like, the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or
just capital letters, basically, yeah.
Just trying to get, you know,
no
the more
flair,
legible.
No little doodads, whatever, all that sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah. You certainly still doing your doodads and shit, and on your pieces you don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? I love that.
I think as well, you know, when I first started doing tags, you'd sit at home and you tag, and you're tagging on a horizontal surface with your pen, and you're resting your arm and and then the first time
and
I tried to do
that
a tag,
a million times.
Yeah, I'm out on the back of the bus, and I'm like that with my skinny red marker, and the bus is moving, and I'm tagging up like that. You're not used to tag. You think you're tagging, and then you're like that, and the bus isn't going. I'm going, and I was like, Joe, I've got to reevaluate this whole situation, man. This is not the same. So when I see like a Fiasco tag or a Regret tag in a torch pen on a big Met, I was like, that is skills. Do you know what I mean? You're not stationary. It's not flat. It's a completely different kettle of fish entirely. You can practice all you want until you're in the real.
You know, I was thinking about the other day as well. Those door panels, you know, are at that annoying height.
Absolutely,
You're doing a tag
it's
on it.
It's not a full bend.
Absolutely.
You have to crouch into like that. You have to crouch like that where your butt is below your toe. Or you have to do that. Fuck's sake. Those are the only two options.
You get a lot of tags going like that.
Yeah, yes,
rather than like going like that.
Yeah,
like going like that because they can't be ours.
Yeah, no, totally, yeah.
I was thinking that the other day.
You can practice all you want. That's why some of them are so toy, and I was like, you haven't even realised. It's on a vertical surface opposed to a horizontal surface.
Exactly.
And you're on a moving vehicle, or, you know, got people behind you, etc., etc.
Yeah, but can control as well. You've absolutely been using a pencil since you learned to write.
Yeah.
But when does someone start, right, you've got to be good with a spray can? You're like, yeah, I'm good already in my fucking sketchbook. Do you know what I mean?
Or you know when you go around someone's house and everyone's got the black book out, and I'd be like, I want a pencil and a rubber. Just rip that out, put it in the pocket, that's sweet.
Exactly, man.
All those things to consider, which you don't when you're sitting at home doing your fucking tags and postcode bombing around your fucking estate.
We have Bodhi on.
Mm.
And some of these, quite a few of these, have got abodes.
Yes, indeed.
And I was just thinking, this is a Cheech Wizard not too long ago.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
Maddie, look at this one with the brown shuttering on the done with the rack paint. I'm assuming it's rack paint. That's old.
This is Unity.
This is like a... Oh, man, is that Snatch there? No. Mm. Yeah?
I think so, yeah. Mm.
Or Vox
Crew. No, that's Prime, I think. I can't remember.
I've
got the glasses on.
That's Arabic kind of writing, I think, but I can't read it. A
couple of freights.
Whoa, this one is epic.
Maddie, look at this. Acrid ting.
Oh, is that an RCS?
Yeah,
jobby?
I've got to send that to him. Maze. He's going to love that.
I'll make this.
Couple of Bodies. But I just love the way, that's how that photo should be. Like, these photos are cut in half. You know what I mean? Those are whole ones. That's how graph collection should be.
You still got the negatives.
That is a graph collection.
I'm pretty sure I've got the negatives for most of the stuff.
Full of
negatives.
This is a graph collection because these aren't on online.
No, that's why I told Acrid I had
it's
them.
Fucking sick. I don't know how you're going to show that on the. It's going to have to be a zoom out. I'll
scan everything in and send it over to you. Because I want to send it to Acrid.
Acrid, you know what? Them RCS lot, they had some heavy hitters in there. And they did some dope shit, man. Mace. I met him a couple of times. We got my man Hopeski VFL. He was down with RCS and all them lot, Massacre, Acrid. And him and Mace, I remember meeting him through Hopeski, man. He was a bit of a nutter, but like, he was nice to us. Obviously, he was a cool dude. We went out.
But you had to be a nutter.
Yeah, you have to be a nutter to do graffiti. I've always thought that. I don't care, male, female, black, white, whatever you are. It's a fucking weird thing to do, man.
It really is.
It's the most off-key. So,
Radicals. RCS.
I have some of my best times doing it though.
Oh gosh, yeah. Look, if you want to see one of the worst train pieces you've ever seen, it's not even a train piece.
Is it a yellow BR?
No, it's not. It's an Intercity. It says it's Dead End Kids, DEK. I did that and it's absolutely shockingly
bad.
Dead End Kids.
It looks like a big
Beck.
It just looks shite to what it looks. Yeah, that's not my finest hour. Anyway, that was fun.
Mate, fucking look at the Regis though!
That was at Primrose Hill and I was with Chop and we did it about 6:30 in the evening and the driver got out of the carriage, went off and had a cup of tea. We ran up, I did that, and then he came back, the driver, and he was like that, touching. It was still soaking wet. Shit. Yeah, we were just like, just sniggering underneath a train, pissing ourselves laughing.
What's this, 95?
95, I think, yeah.
Stacks. Pasta, AJ1, Agate.
That's jokes,
that's
man.
Joke.
This was Highgate, 94. That was my first yard. Who Co took me to, God rest his soul.
He's busting the character on the first yard. Yeah,
he took me to. There was loads of us.
Look how the character's almost better than the graph.
Yeah, blatantly. Yeah.
That's just because she's an artist, bruv. Yeah. She's an artist, bruv.
And there's
that's
no,
sick.
There's no
nice.
Highlight. There's no,
your first mission. That's sick.
I always used to do characters as standard. Yeah, I was kind of known for it. Mm. There's this tea bag piece, which everyone used to really like. Because that's one of my nicknames. That character everyone really liked. Although someone threw a brick at her face and she looked like she had cracked teeth afterwards. This dub on tracks, that was
fingers.
A cannery, that was there for 12 years, you know.
The fingers on this character there, that's proper graph. That's proper 90s graph. You see the one of these?
Oh,
I fucking love that.
Oh yeah, that's ill, man. Khans as well. Big up Khans, man. Sorry.
I love seeing the old reaches in there.
See, all the rest you can have.
Because they're just background reaches, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. You don't really think about it at the time, yeah.
That's it.
You think, shit.
I don't really like it when you do a piece and you've got a gap and then someone just does a tag next to it, but it's kind of like jumping on the bandwagon sort of thing.
Mate, what yard was that?
Highgate. That was Neasden.
Yeah, that's another angle of it.
That was a good laugh.
Yeah. You've got a couple out here.
That's a good flick.
That was the praise thing.
That's the one.
Yes. Yeah,
I used to sit and smoke ciggies.
That's off the Fulham Palace Road, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I think it's near
near where Thor lives, isn't it?
Not far from where Thor lives. Yes.
They love damage, girl. They love damage.
They do, they do.
That is
sick.
That is dope.
That is dope.
Is that a Rosa tag behind?
Got the DDS stars going through.
So yeah, there was the UBG underneath that, and I was like, I'm not going to look at that, mate. But anyway.
What are you looking at there?
The praise piece and with the character next to it. Yeah. Akit character. I used to smoke ciggies there after school, looking at that praise piece and the character going, ooh.
What is it, Ravenscourt Park?
Kind of, Hammersmith, what was it? What did you
off the Fulham Palace Road.
Fulham Palace Road.
By the Thames, no?
By the Thames, right by the river. Yeah. So
in a sunken pit thing.
Yeah. We used to walk
like
down there
or
get, like, take our bikes down there and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a mean thing in. There was a bunch of stuff in there.
Tays. The character. Look at you with the old proportion on the hand.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. He's getting it.
Like talk to the hand because the face ain't listening.
Shut up.
I do that quite a lot. The hand reaching out and this and all this kind of stuff.
Well, that's
it's
a very
bit of a
hip-hop
one-trick
pose.
Pony kind of thing. Yeah, but it works. Yeah. Uh huh.
It's like the opposite of the Bodhi foot. Though,
Definition
of graph.
Mm-hmm.
These are. Mm-hmm. This is like a.
No, wait, put that in there. Sorry, in the pile. Nice one.
Fucking hell.
We're doing great time, guys.
Lovely.
We're almost hit an hour.
Okay.
You got to keep these.
Oh my God, that's gone
forever. You've already done a good
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you've got to imagine. Some of these are 95, 94.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
So
hell.
What keeps you going?
Not online.
Is it being married to one of the illest dudes as well? That must encourage it as well.
Quite possibly, yeah. I think that's probably a factor. When we first got together, we never did graph together. We didn't even talk about graph. We didn't even talk, to be honest.
We were just going out.
Yeah,
we were just going out.
Doing what young lovers do, as they say.
Do you know
and,
what I mean?
But yeah, I think I saw a quote the other day and it was like, don't find someone to grow old with, find someone to stay young with. And I think the fact that we've both done graffiti for 27, 28 years is probably a major factor.
It's
why
the
we
best
still
way
get
to
on.
Stay young.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's to be
man.
Young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't feel I've changed since I was 21 in that regard. Maybe that's
exactly.
something not to be proud of, but I don't care.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. I think we changed.
I used to think, when I get to about 50, I'm going to stop wearing a twin set of pearls and listening to Beethoven or whatever, but it's not happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to stop doing graph or any of that, man.
It's weird growing like that, getting older like that, and just thinking, well, I'm not going to do that.
No. Mm-mm.
40-year-olds, 50-year-olds back in the day, they were like blatantly 50-year-old. Like, do you know what I mean? You were like, what the fuck are these? Like,
old people.
This is the worst life ever. Like, I read the paper on my chair in the living room for the whole weekend, don't go back to work.
Mm.
I mean, I wear these brown garments, like everything's just flat and brown and brass.
Yeah.
And now we're getting, you know what I mean?
No, that's
it's
never
still
gonna
be
stop.
Me.
Yeah, I know to other people, they'd be like, rare, this woman's like middle-aged and she's doing graph. What the fuck? I don't care. No way. Absolutely.
That's the
There's
best
no
way.
There's no rules to it, man.
And when you're 60, 70, it'll be even better that you've done that.
Yeah.
It will be in many different beneficial ways. You'll still be more alert,
the
more
thing
alive.
Is, we grew with it. Like, when it was, and it's like, you know, hip-hop, we just celebrated 50 years of hip-hop.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, when we were teenagers, it was, the hip-hop was a teenager.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then, we grew with it. You know what I'm saying? Same with graph.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've always said it, man, I think there's going to be old age pensioner drum and bass raves
in
20, 30 years time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, where they're going to
totally.
Play the music under the floorboards because all the hard of hearing can't hear it. You know,
I'd quite like to get into promoting parties for people of our age and older or whatever. I think it'd be great because they're not going to stop raving. Why should they? Do you know what I mean?
Did you go to any raves on the underground?
No, I didn't. No. I just missed all that bit. Yeah. It was just, didn't get asked.
But you got a photo of it in there, don't you?
Well, there's lots of photos in there that I've acquired somehow or another. I've taken pictures of other people's pictures. I don't know where they've come from. Because I was looking through this last night and I'm like, I don't know where that's come from or whose photo that is or who that is. Mm. But I just seem to have acquired them as you do.
The magical box. It's not much. I want to just look through all of them, but it's not much of a podcast to listen.
You could do another podcast here. Just looking through Akit's shoebox.
But I think, Maddie, have you got
what?
Graph word game?
I've got a word association game.
Word association. Yeah, sorry, I'm really upset that I forgot the actual name.
It's not even the real... We should think Maddie of a proper name.
Maddie's much more professional.
Is this where you say a tag? And
yeah, it's like, Tell me it's not like Malice Malik. It's playing like fucking Malik. He says it's not like Malice Malik. It's fucking Malice Malik. Okay.
It's definitely not a word association game,
right,
for sure.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, Malice Malik was two kids, and him in the middle
with
a mallet.
Yeah, but you do remember correctly.
With a mallet, and then he would say...
You do.
You have
you're
to
just
say a word, and then they would say grass, and then the other kid has to say a word.
Turf.
Turf. Ah. And then the other one would say, you know,
pitch.
I'm not good at this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's, no, but yeah, this, that's mallet's mallet.
But he's just not allowing it to be, it's semi-similar to mallet's mallet, but he's just not allowing it to be mallet's mallet. He's telling you what mallet's mallet
is. So I'm allowed to say everything except for the word.
Right.
And you have to guess what the word is.
Okay.
And
but it's going to be a
word.
It's a tag. Okay, fine.
Graffiti writers, I think all these guys are from England. Okay. I'm pretty sure these guys are all from England.
Is it just one player?
No, both of you.
I can write both
of you.
Chime in.
Do you want a piece of paper?
No, you're right.
No, 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 you don't have to write it down.
The confidence in this!
Just shout it out. But you need a timer, though. Do you have your
phone? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, set a 2-minute timer. And we'll go through.
So we're on the same team, basically.
Okay.
Or you could do it like whoever gets, you know, gets more points.
Yeah. I'm not
so the first person.
I am really fucking brass at this game, bro. this game.
I'm not really a games kind of person, but let's do it. Okay.
Ready? Let's do it, just for fun.
All right.
Start the first question before I start the timer. Be a bit nice about it.
Come we go.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What do the kids call it when you stab someone? Because, oh, you're going to get...
Shank.
No, you're going
to get... Jooked.
Oh, no, okay, not stabbed. Okay, not particular. So if you're going to fuck someone up.
Merk them. Oh. Merk!
Merk.
All right.
Now I'm pressing the timer. 1 point to Themos.
So now, if you punch someone in the head, and what do you call it? Yo, I whop him.
Smash him,
bash him.
No, but
bosh.
Particularly like
bosh.
Punch in the face.
Slap.
It's like you go, oh yeah, I fucking...
Decked him.
Hit.
Deck.
Decker.
Deck. There we go. All right, what's it called when you do something like really dangerous or risky and everyone, and like you
nuts.
You must be feeling...
Prang.
What to do it?
Brave.
No. Brave.
Oh, okay. Great.
So 1 point for you, 2 for you. Mark out the points.
Two. Okay. What? And put it at the same time.
Is there a prize?
I'm pausing it.
Am I playing for a prize? I'm not going to get competitive with playing for a prize.
You get to win
a
T-shirt.
Oh, that's alright.
Yeah.
With no comment. Wait! Don't say the face. Don't say the face.
That's fine. It's alright.
Okay, Tim. What's the score?
2-1 to you.
Yeah.
It's old.
Right.
It's old.
So what did all the grandpas do back in the day? They would be like, yo, now we're shucking and...
Jiving.
There we go, jive. Oh, jiver.
Okay.
Our mayor of London is Sadiq
Khan.
Oh my God.
There we go, there we go.
What do you call the police? Another name for the police.
Fizz.
No, not Fizz.
Rozza.
Okay. Oh! It's a draw.
Okay, so...
Time break? No, we've still got a minute left.
Minute.
Okay.
If you're gonna like overtake a place, like the Romans would conquer a place. No, another word.
Look at the great minds think alike.
Okay. He's not fucking right though, is it?
I always tell him he does it shitly. Look at him scratching his head, not knowing what they're to say.
Invade.
Almost. Like it's like, what would you do to invade somewhere? You have to
raid.
Do a begins with
invasion.
An S. And think of a graffiti
begins
writer.
With an S.
Or even okay, let's say if there's terrorists.
I'm just pausing it here.
Don't pause.
And I'm pausing the whole video just to say if this is Dan Brassley, if you're not doing this very well, and it was blatantly what you were gonna say, because you've got to do better than this. Let's go.
All right,
you've only got 30 seconds.
If guys are robbing a bank, they've taken hostages. Yeah, that means they've what the
robbed.
The,
robbed.
They're not robbing them, they're holding them hostage.
Held.
So this whole thing, it's called a...
Rampage.
It's like the Iranian embassy in 1980. They called it the Iranian embassy.
Ah!
Siege.
Okay.
There he is with the little extra point there.
Oh, all right, look. He always gets this with me because...
Vex.
That's not fair.
All right.
That's not fair.
I've done played this already, man. Shit. All right.
So what if a girl like really, you know, if she really likes a guy
fancies.
And she's always like overtly doing it, you could look at a girl. She's well
fit.
No.
What?
She doesn't have to be beautiful. I'm not talking about her.
On it.
Flirt. It's like you go, nah, she's too
scared.
Like,
eager.
Eager. Another word for eager. Begins with a K.
Desperate.
There's a writer.
I don't know.
I can't remember what crew.
Keen!
AWE!
There you go, bro!
Jeez,
Keen!
He's an AWE, right?
I do like that.
Okay.
Alright, what do you do to a pencil to make it in half?
Break.
Yeah,
snap. Okay.
Snap.
guy.
Yeah. All right, when you're like, you know, if someone's really scared, you go, oh, man, stop.
Shook. Stop. I'm terrified.
Begins with an F. It's kind of
Frobbing. Frobbing. No, it's
not Frobbing.
Stop.
But yeah, another word for...
Begins with an F.
Yeah.
Fear.
There's a right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, don't
flop.
Fret. Okay.
There we all go. Right.
It's a draw again. It's a draw again.
All right, if you've been working out, the next day you go, oh man, I'm really...
achy.
There we go.
It's a win.
If I'm doing this, what am I doing?
Pulse.
Playing with yourself.
Pulse.
Pointing
your wrist.
Right, so...
The time has gone, by the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Time has long gone.
I think you've won anyway.
No, it was a draw, and then you took the lead at the end.
Oh, it was a draw? Oh, right. So she won.
Thanks. Where's my t-shirt?
Get it, it's over
Thanks.
There.
All right.
Sweet. Yeah, let's get the t-shirt.
Okay. There we go. Word association game.
Oh, that was all right.
That was fun,
though.
Yeah, it was okay. The people seem to like it.
I don't think I'll be playing it again, but thanks.
One of the best games ever.
Now, at the end now, before we wrap this up, we'll do a little bit of graph critique, because I would like to see what you say.
Oh, no!
Because I know you're not, you don't like 100%. Critiquing
no,
people.
No, I don't know, okay. Especially not if it's someone I know. And it's their best way!
Brilliant if it's
all right, hit me, let's see.
But it's all never right. Someone we know.
Okay.
There we go, this is the first one. The return of King Tapas.
Tapas in the house!
No, I won't!
You sent a new one, man.
Okay.
On the tapas. It's straight away, it's 20 out of 10.
Oh, Jesus.
20 out of 10.
The P, Aki, I don't know.
Do you know what? Collectively, it's all right. But if you take individual letter, that is bare shit, mate. Look at that P. That is terrible. The P is basically that upside. Yeah.
The P is
and that white outline is about 10 miles thick. And is this a fade or is it just the different? Is it different shades of green or is it just the lighting?
I think it might
there?
Be the camera.
I think that the S's might be a different green
it's
entirely.
Possible, yes.
What's
it's possible.
The best letter in it?
The A, I might nick that.
The first A.
Yeah, the first A.
The first A, because the second A is absolutely
Yeah, the
horrific.
Second A.
Yeah, I see what he's tried to
dog
continue
shit,
it.
You would say. I like,
I like the T more, Dupin. To be honest. I think it's all shit. But the T.
10 out of 10
why.
For effort.
Look, I love the way he's got. Look, he's taken someone out. I'd imagine if you're graphic.
Is this he got the brown outline as well?
It's a brown
I didn't
background.
Even clock
yeah.
that. Okay.
Brown little background, burgundy.
Yeah, but no. But
so
yeah.
What? Isn't there a bit of red? Or is that he's put the brown
he
on
put
top?
Like Decimal? Is that someone's tag? Decimal. That's,
Decimal.
That's a bit long, isn't it?
Decimal.
Nobody got
look
time
at these
for
reaches.
That,
Peace and Hulk.
And Decimal.
Mate. But what? That's a red. That red's different from that
oh my
brown,
God.
Isn't
no.
it?
Oh, look at that shaky line. Oh, bless him.
But he's going in.
It's, yeah.
He's going in.
It's there.
Ultimately, I mean, I want to say...
Let's have a Frank and Pat.
I want to say something nice about it.
Let's have a Frank and Pat butcher.
One second.
It's green.
It's like, you know, in proportion.
No, it's not. Look at the tiny T. And then it goes... Unless it's the angle in which it's...
I mean, as in they're all the letters... The
T's
a bit small. Yeah, you're right.
But because it's tapas, it's 100%.
I'm trying to think of something nice to say. The P is just, it reminds me, you know, a spy.
Tapas is the biggest
spy versus spy.
Yes, that's right. If it was supposed to be that, that'd be quite good, but I don't think it is.
It's definitely not.
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, let's have a Frank and Pat.
To be honest, I like the colours. Green fill, white outline,
I
burgundy
like
background.
Reach as well.
I like
the tapas. Where's tapas from?
It's not London.
Did they send you this, or did you?
Yeah,
oh, okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we send them in. We don't know
tapas never stops sending me shit, man.
He's getting
there. We love it.
10 out of 10 for effort, Tapas.
Yeah, but Tapas knows he's the
he's
Don
good.
Of the pot.
He's the Don.
Yeah,
he's the Don of the pot. We've got to do Tapas t-shirts. The first Tapas Don that was
I'd
on
rock
that
it.
Slope.
I'd rock it. I'd rock
fuck
it.
You,
but then we'd have to chat to
look
him.
Look at the pee.
We'd have to get up there.
When you actually look at it, like,
I
it's crap.
If you
I looked away
alone,
from it for a second,
yeah.
And then I looked back, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's like, without that little bit there, which could be some sort of funny highlight, but it doesn't really look like the middle of the whole thing.
Oh, but listen, Tapas, I don't want you to improve from here.
Tapas, I'm going to nick your A.
I don't want
him
to improve. I want to stay doing great.
It's going to bite you, bro.
It's a seal of approval, yeah.
I want to fucking, yeah.
It's quite, like, dynamic in a kind of graphic letter way.
Yeah.
But for graffiti, I just, yeah. It's
what's the next
out.
One?
Yeah. Okay,
tell
let's
me
do
tapas.
One more. I was thinking about doing this one.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah?
Because
it'll be like...
Do you know what? Did you see how he fixed it?
Yeah.
Man come through, blatantly. Yeah. I had to follow him just for that. I was like,
what's this? Well, I need to see it now.
All right, so this...
I couldn't read it. No one I know could read it.
Neither could I. Well, because this guy, he went down Latimer.
You found it, didn't you? Didn't you find out who it was? Yeah.
Well, let me tell the story. Yeah. This guy goes down Latimer and he paints the boards.
Yes.
Yeah, it says S-U-M-E. Yeah, you can see here a fade, like kind of raster colours, red, yellow, green, blue outline, 3D, green background.
S-U-M-E.
Now, he painted on the part of the wall where Tees, rest in peace, did his one of his last pieces. Where he put up a few people. It's like, you know, really nice. So we've kind of preserved it, even put a little plaque there to say to other people who come, like, you know, try, please don't go over this piece, you know what I mean? Out of respect.
Is that what it's there?
Now, this guy came.
Yeah.
The thing is,
he was saying, put it up there.
That bit of board.
It's a very small plaque at the bottom. But
you can fit two words, two names on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's the T's there, and then there's another space before the column hits.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously,
I didn't know what Jazz was on about. She was getting a bit hot about. I was like,
so heck. she obviously, so he obviously went there, and then he mulched the wall. That little bit too far. He didn't go over the T's. He obviously saw the plaque and realised what it was.
He went around the E at the end of the T's, yeah.
But the tags that T's had done on the side, he'd mulched over that, basically.
Which and he'd mulched over or had left the plaque.
Yeah, left the plaque.
So he'd seen the plaque. Either he saw the plaque and then realised what he'd done.
No, I know exactly why.
Oh, do you?
So, all right, so obviously that wound up a few people. Obviously, it's understandable. He didn't go over the... It wasn't a disrespect or anything like that. So I don't want everyone to hate on...
No, don't hate on him. I don't think he realised what he was doing.
So I get a message from Jazz saying, do you know who this guy is? Mm. You know, I just want to kind of chat to him, work out what the fuck happened, yeah? And I was like, I have no idea, but we saw he'd put up Tank and he'd put up a couple other people. And then when I went on Instagram, Tank had shared the photo by this guy.
Right, okay.
Because obviously he tagged him in it or whatever.
Right, uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, that's him. So I sent that to Jazz. I was like, here you go, it's him. But I wrote a message to Jazz. I said, look, but I guarantee you this is what he's going to say when you message him. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise it.
Yeah.
I didn't go over the piece, I just went up there, you know what I mean? Mm. And these, like a lot of people, especially legal writers, they like to mulch really far either side of their piece. So when they take the photo, it's a nice clean photo. You don't have like background noise or like tags from other things.
Mm.
That's why they tend to mulch big space
either side of their piece. Fill in the shit.
So I said that to Jazz, I got a guarantee that's what he's going to say. And she's like, well, I'm going to message him anyway, just to like, so it doesn't happen again. You know what I mean? And so she did, and then the next day I said, well, what did he say? And she was like, exactly what you said.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Uh-huh.
But he said he's going to go down there and fix it. And then,
he went down there and pretty much made it look
So
you asked Jazz to send him a picture of what it looked like originally, because there had been a few tags. I'd fixed it a couple of times. I mean, it's not going to stay there forever, I get that. But we wanted to stay it for as long as possible. And I thought it was inevitable that either a toy is going to go over it, or a foreigner is going to go over it, or a kid's going to go over it, because they just don't know. But this guy, I thought, should have known better. If you're anything to do with London graffiti, and I don't think he is from London, I think he's Polish or something. But either way, he's painted in Allen Gardens, he's painted in other places. If you know anything about London graffiti, you know who Tees was, and you know what happened to him. And as Jazz pointed out, which he said to him, the fact that he left the plaque was a bit stupid, because now it looks like that man's died. Yeah. He's done a piece with a plaque underneath saying this person has died, you know? So I never laid into him. I was like, bruv, you must have realised what you've done now. I just want you to know you've made a wrong move. You know, I didn't actually expect him to go and fix it. I just wanted to say, just think, you know what I mean? And anyway, so he went to GFL the next day, apparently. He said he went and bought the paint and literally fixed it within 24 hours. And he did a sterling job, I must say. Yeah.
Like, really, like, so props.
What did you do? Yeah. Did you put the reaches back?
He put everything back.
I'll find the picture and I'll put it up here.
So I was like, go on, my love. We could be fastidious about it and take him out and blah, blah, blah. But I was like, I don't think he intentionally did that.
The fact that he responded, I could tell from the first time looking at the picture.
I didn't really like that piece.
So now we're going to go in on your piece now. Let me say what I like about it first. I love the colours, nice, like, and it's well painted. Obviously, the guy, like you said, he's painting, you know, it's not his first rodeo.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I thought, what about the blue splashes going around? You're not into them either?
No, I'm not banging into them, but
I have never seen, I don't see much of them. A little bit.
Look, because you're DDS, he started off saying he likes them, and then when you said you don't like them, he's like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's right. I love it. I just want personal preference. Let me continue what I was like. Okay, the letters now, as Aki even pointed out, like, I couldn't read it.
No.
Like, I couldn't either. Me and Jazz were everyone. Trying to work it out. It looks like it says to me, a number 2, S-A-M, S-A-M-M-I-E. Right. Sammy.
Okay. I went on the WhatsApp group, yeah.
Two Sammy.
For 5 seconds when I had enough time and I was like, right, watch me find out what this says straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can batter you lot. Yeah. And I looked at it, I was like, there's no fucking
No one knew. I showed it to Diet thinking I'm a total toy because I can't read it. And Diet was like, I've got no fucking idea what that says. So difficult. I didn't feel quite so bad.
It's got a weird start. I'm not into
I thought
those.
It was Rouse. R-O-W-S-E.
Let me see what I think it was.
Like, we came up with so many variations. It could be a many, many
I thought
things.
It was Sane.
Oh, right. Sane. Okay.
With an M.
This S-A and an N.
Oh, N.
And then an E.
It just reminds me of, I don't know, I think it's quite European. It's definitely not like a London
it's
style.
It's kind of, now, look at it from here. It looks a little, like, kind of not like.
Now this is the, I wondered what this was.
So this guy sent this to me. That's not my right. He circled round the thing to say, there's the plaque.
Yeah.
And point of an arrow, and then writ why. And I was like, why indeed? So obviously, because they were all tagged here.
Where did
here,
he, oh, up to here,
so obviously
like there.
He mulched round the edge of the E of the T's, but. It was just, you know, it's kind of like, if you're going to take it out, bruv, do you know what I mean? Don't just do, like, a little bit on the corner. It was just
then
a bit like
war.
Piecemeal, yeah.
You'd have jazz
no, no, I think
your
if
door.
You're going to do
I
it,
love
do it
the
properly.
Way you thought that leaving the plaque was doing that. Like, what kind of plaque is that, bruv? You know what I mean? You know, what I'll do, yeah? I'll take out the Mona Lisa, yeah, but I'll just leave the
he
bit where
like,
Mona Lisa is.
Yeah. He should have unscrewed the plaque and then moved it. Or, but if, yeah, because then Jazz said to him, she was like, you look like you're dead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense, clearly. It doesn't make any sense. Anyone afterwards is going to be like, what the fuck
like
is this plaque about?
But he obviously is clueless about the whole thing. And then when he saw the tags, he must have thought, oh, it's just some tag.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it probably
yeah.
didn't even take longer than 10 seconds to think about it.
I don't know.
You know
I don't
what?
No, if he did, he would have fucking, yeah, he wouldn't have done it, blatantly, absolutely.
He thought, I won't go over that.
Yeah.
Start from there.
Yeah. So,
but the thing is, the more, even that, though, is a little bit taken because he went, past the letter, but he went behind it, you know what I mean, round it. But that's just one step away till the next guy comes along, he mulches on top of it.
Yeah.
And the next guy, that's it, it's gone. So you've got to nip
back
these in the bud.
A piece, and the bottom with the B extended a little bit.
I still don't know
thing,
if
you
can
know.
Nip things in the bud. I just don't know how much effort you want to put into protecting all of this.
No, I don't think so. I think it's futile for us to, you know, I'm not going to cover it in perspex. Because my mate who took that photo was like, I'm thinking of taking the boards and taking them down and putting them somewhere. Who's going to put them in their back garden?
No,
I don't think it's, I'm not that precious about it. And like I say, if you're going to take it out properly. But and leaving the plaque, it was all really weird. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So, I, you know, I don't think it's going to be there forever. It's been there, what, you know, a year and a half now, quite a while, so.
Well, we had a
which
memorial
is amazing,
thing down there. It lasted almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years,
nice picture.
And, that's
and,
right, yeah.
And the back of my head, there was a little piece of me as well. Obviously, I didn't expect it to last more than 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
I wanted it to last longer, but I just kind of... And you saying, oh, the effort of trying to keep it up. It's not so much about effort.
Yeah.
I think it's more about curbing emotions.
That's what I'm saying. You're putting that effort in to curb your emotions.
Mm. Yeah.
And going into not getting bothered about it or getting pissed off about it.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
You're letting it work. You up. That's the thing. Because I was waiting. Like someone drew glasses on it at one point. I fixed
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah.
Someone drew something on the little baby as well. Like you know. But
I thought that was horrible
it.
With the baby. I was like, leave it alone.
But anyway, but like you know, the first like when you get triggered.
Yeah.
Right? Or
yeah,
when
yeah,
your
yeah,
first
yeah.
reaction is an emotional one. You're like, fucking hell, they're pissing all over my dead friend's fucking legacy.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Shit goes through your head that makes you mad emotional, but then you just got to calm yourself down. God, they obviously didn't know what it did. It's probably some little kid.
Mm-hmm.
They probably put 2 seconds of thought into it. I'm not going to let it ruin my whole fucking day.
Yeah,
you know
and you can't connect
very
it
important.
To that person
you can't.
And think of
no,
it as a disrespect.
No, totally.
Like
no,
and
no.
there was even the whole time it was there.
Especially on a legal wall. Do you know what I mean? It's not like
exactly.
you got permission from
yeah.
someone's back garden or outside of their house.
It's
you
not
know?
A permission.
It's anyone, anything goes. Yeah.
And you could tell if someone was actively like going fuck this guy. You know,
absolutely,
or someone just going, well, it's a legal spot, I'm paying here. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's very important to curb your emotions
because
when it comes to
drunk people walking past on their way home.
Yeah.
So there's nothing, there's no control.
Bare kids playing.
But then on the other side, I remember when, because Ben's memorial thing, it was right at the end of that main big wall. You could fit a name in there just before the column hits. But because my thing was there, my mate's thing was there, there was a certain piece of me for those two, three years looking at it. And like, you know, you get a little bit, not guilty, but like you think, like, you know, you're taking space away from people
okay,
who want to paint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And I remember me rocking up to certain halls of fame and they're like, you can't paint there, you can't paint there, you can't paint there, there's only that little bit in the corner. You're like, what the fuck kind of hall of fame is this?
No, you're
you know?
Right. It's kind of
you're like, why can't
point?
I paint?
Yeah.
They're like giving me all these reasons that I can't paint. I'm like, fuck, I'm going over this fucking guy. So there is that, you know, I can see it from the other side to a certain degree as well. But anyway, you know what I mean, not to get too deep into it, but I think the beauty of graph as well is to represent fallen people, you know what I mean? Yep. And especially if they painted it as
well. Absolutely.
The key thing,
it's dope to keep that as long as possible. And even it lasting this long already is a mad
props,
you know, that people are, because people paint down that spot all the fucking time.
You know? The turnover is mental, I'm not precious about my graffiti. If people go over it, I'm really not that fast.
No, definitely at a Hall of Fame. Once I've taken the photo, I'm good. I don't make any fuss whatsoever about it, man. Fuck that.
The thing I enjoy the most is the actually doing it. The pictures like me.
Whatever. We used to.
That's exactly like me.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were walking alongside there was a station on one side and the train's pulling this side and there was a nice bush all the way along. And we went on the other side of the bush, just walked up the whole length of the train. People were on the platform, trains were coming in, doors opening, doors shut, and people, and you're just there on the other side. We could go down the whole bush all the way down to the plot where we were going to go. It's fucking that kind of shit when it's dark outside and the lights from the train are there and all that. Fucking love, that's why I do it.
Yes, absolutely.
A bit like Maddie was saying with no signs and rare, rare, rare.
Yes. Yeah,
that kind of, mate, doing this better than the actual graph.
Yeah,
Yo, party people.
I'm what an honour. You can go out on a tube. Oh, yeah.
And what a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Akin pisses all over your mother's chips, bruv. Don't get it twisted. Do not get it twisted.
Hopefully you'll come back in the future because we barely like scraped the surface. You can bring the shoebox out.
Yeah, man, wicked. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
We'll have to have more time though on the battery as well.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this has been fun. Out. Thank you very much. My face is hurting from smiling. Thank you so much. It's amazing. Wicked. Cheers, guys. Love you. Thank you.
We're gonna go out to a song. He doesn't know which one yet.
It's a logical progression song.
Yin and Din Rab Abu Kars.
Is that a genre of music?
Yella. It's like a 90s. No, in my it's like 90s. We didn't talk about.
You would see Chase and Status at the drum shed, is that what you're saying?
No.
All right, anyway.
We'll save it for next week.
Yeah.
Boss, it's logical progression. LTJ Bookham.
Alright, what?
Music. It's called Music.
Is he with Comrade?
It's called Music. No Comrade.
Okay.
I might not play that now because you lot are taking the piss.
I'm not saying nothing!
Maddie is taking the piss, yeah? Oh, I wanted to talk about how bad it is to be born in 1981 and it turns out Michael Jackson's an aunt. I was dancing and singing yesterday.
We put so much
into Remember the Time. Do you remember the time?
Oh, the video.
You know when that fucking
video.
It is
mate,
good, yeah.
Mate, we're going out to Remember the Time, MJ. Even if he is an answer, we're playing it.
Yo, no, look, before you go, that Remember the Time video, there's a bit, you know, Magic Johnson's in it. And then Michael Jackson runs away and he goes, yalla, hello too. He says that, in Arabic. Like, go catch him.
Oh,
like, they're like, go fight, because with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, you got to play
like,
that clip.
Yeah, he goes, yalla, hello too. Oh, hello too. And it's such
who
a...
Who says it?
And it's a
Michael Jackson.
It's a blatantly an American guy saying it in Arabic because the
it's
accent...
It's not your brother, no?
It should have been my brother. That's what I'm trying to say.
It
should have been...
He was robbed, mate.
He was robbed. Yeah. It should have been... Yalla,
who says it? MJ or
I think it's
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson or someone next to Magic. But it's like they're running off screen, so you can't really
see
who's
there.
It's plainly added on.
I do not remember that.
All right, I'm going out to West Side Connection.
You've got
to
play
Michael
Jackson.
No!
You've got to play Michael Jackson now. But actually, now Michael Jackson might get flagged on YouTube, man.
I'll sing it.
When we fell in love, do you remember the time when we first met, girl? Remember the time when we fell in love? Do you remember the time?
Remember.
Do you remember when we fell in love when you were young and innocent? Oh, I love my brother. You can do what you want.
Me famous moonwalking across the kitchen now. I think I need to do a full video, you know?
Yeah, listen. Don't play the real
shit. That's all people need to hear.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?